It's morning in America. Only the lonely. Only the lonely. Why only the lonely? Well, we're a little lonely here in Charlotte, but we've got family, we've got friends, and here's an old friend of this show, Ned Ryan, who is the founder and president of American Majority. Ned has been with us before, and we're delighted to have him. Ned, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How's the family?
The family is great. Was just with my parents, who you know, Jim and Ann Ryan. They're doing awesome. And, you know, I've got
You have your own family. You got four, don't you?
I was going to say I've got four little kids on this end, and we just started first grade with the oldest, and then he's also started football. So we're staying pretty busy these days.
That's right. Have you talked to your dad about our friend Paul Ryan shaving an hour off his marathon time?
No, I haven't, but I was going to joke that, you know, if Paul would spell his last name right with a U, he might be able to shave that hour off. So.
He might. That's exactly right. What a great point. I just want to give it a statistic to the audience. Let's make it clear, you guys are a nonpartisan group. You're
That's
neither
right.
Republican nor a Democrat. But for my audience, the Rasmussen poll this morning, and this is kind of interesting news, Romney 48, Obama 44. And that's a poll of voters nationwide. So there was a bounce. I don't know if you want to comment on that, but we can just get right into business.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There was a bounce, you know, and I was going to say, Bill, I think, you know, it's going to be a very interesting next 9 weeks until the elections. And, you know, my hope is this. You know, I was at the RNC and got to hear some of those speeches. My hope is that the argument will be made that this election is not about Republican versus Democrat, Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama, but it really is about what direction this country is going to take and really a fundamental decision about the role of government in our lives. And if the argument can be made, and that's why I was so excited about Paul Ryan being picked as VP, because I think Paul can make a very strong case. He's got the numbers. He's done the work. He can make a very strong case as to what you know, what needs to be done to get us back on that right path of freedom and prosperity and start shrinking government back into its proper role. So I was excited about Paul's choice because I think it really does highlight what this election needs to be about, and it's about a very serious conversation about the direction we're heading.
Yeah, and I think Paul's the selection of Paul, and you know I've known Paul for years.
Yes.
He worked with me in Power America, and I think very highly of him, and he, you know, the choice underlines the significance of the decision that you're talking about, of the choice that will be made as a man of the utmost seriousness who knows this budget stuff inside out. And Romney's choice, I think, speaks well of Romney, that he too has made a decision to make this
right.
about issues and a decision by the electorate that will have consequences for generations to come.
No, it really will. I mean, this is a decision of what will look like a generation from now. And, you know, that's why I'm, you know, you're right. The American Majority is a C3, but we've got our C4. And trust me, Bill, we're going to be out there doing some pretty aggressive advocacy work and then doing some pretty strong door-to-door and get out the vote work.
We got a short segment here. Let me just ask a family and personal, some personal question. We'll get into issues in the next segment if you can stick around. Did your own political activism grow out of your family background? Your dad, we all know, congressman from Kansas, Jim Ryan, set records, Olympic medalist. Does that set the stage for us, his son, you, to get into a competition, to get into politics?
You know, I think the thing that really set the tone for us being involved, because, you know, my brother Drew's involved in politics. My sister Catherine worked at the White House. Drew was actually a deputy director at the RNC. I think what really set the tone, I remember, gosh, I couldn't have been more than 9 or 10 years old, literally licking stamps, going door to door for local candidates. You know, we grew up in Lawrence, Kansas. And it really set the tone for being involved. I mean, we were involved on a regular basis. And then, you know, him running for Congress in 96, me coming back to D.C. to kind of see what it all was about and then started to get involved. But I really think it all started back when we were little kids and my parents really getting us out the door and getting us involved.
All right. By the way, are you Jayhawk fans or are you Kansas State fans?
Oh, please, dear God, no. It's Jayhawks. My mom went to K-State, but, you know, it's one of those little family secrets we try not to talk about.
Mom, keep Mom's Jayhawk, Kansas Stateness in the closet. Okay, fine. All right, Ned, we'll be back. Folks, questions about American Majority, we'd entertain them, but let's find out more about the good work that Ned Ryan does. And now that the conventions are over, it's time to roll up sleeves and go to work.